Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Samach, the fifth parak, Tami Nishchat. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis stated that if one shechted a carbon lishmo v'lo lishmo pasul for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with the kavana for a different carbon, it's pasul. Now our Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both kavanas b'avoda achas or b'shtei avodos, during one avoda or during two different avodos. If it meant the two kavanas were expressed during one avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Af begmar dvarav adam nitbas. A person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon pasul. It would not be in accordance with Rabbi Meir, who holds tafas lashon rishon. Only one's first expression is binding, and therefore, since the kohen began the avoda with the proper kavana, the offering would be valid, and the subsequent improper intention is not legally recognized. If the Mishnah meant the two kavanas were expressed during two avodos, then it could also accord according to Rabbi Meir. Rashi explains that since improper kavana during any of the four avodas can invalidate the Pesach, the fact that an earlier avoda was performed l'shma has no bearing if a subsequent avoda was performed shelo l'shma. The Gemara will make four attempts to resolve this question. Point number two, the Gemara intends to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same avoda. For if it were dealing with a case where it was expressed during two avodas, it would be redundant. The Reisha of the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the avodas lo lishma, the carbon is pasul. So the Gemara rejects this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two kavanas expressed during two avodas. The difference between the two cases in the Mishnah is that the Reisha is dealing with the case, the kai b'shchita v'kama chashe b'shchita, where he's standing at the shchita and having kavana about the shchita, or that he's standing at the zrika and having kavana about the zrika, whereas the Sefer refers to a case, the kai b'shchita v'kachashe b'zrika, where he's standing at the shchita and having kavana about the zrika, that he says, Harini shoychet es ha-pesach lishmo lizrok damo shelo lishmo. I'm hereby shechting the Pesach for its own sake in order to do zrika shelo lishmo. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the mechashim avoda avoda, that one can effectively intend from one avoda to another avoda. And this is an answer to Rav Papa, who questions Zvachim if this is so. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Pesach sheshchatu b'shar yimos hashana lishmo v'lo lishmo mahu. A Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a shlamim, what's the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is invalid. But if it's brought as a shlamim, it is valid. So does the lo lishmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought lishmo and makshir it or not? Rav Dimon related that he stated the following argument before Rabbi Yirmi. He said that just as a Pesach brought on the 14th lo lishmo v'lishmo, the lishmo does not remove the status of the lo lishmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year lishmo v'lo lishmo, the lo lishmo does not remove the lishmo status, and it remains pasul. Rabbi Yirmi told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo lishmo is an invalidating kavana by all the zvachim, whereas lishmo is only an invalidating kavana for a Pesach. Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, of subsequent shelo lishma can supersede this weaker, less encompassing psul. So once again, the three points are, point number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis stated that if one shechted a carbon, lishmo v'lo lishmo pasul, for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with the kavana for a different carbon, it is pasul. Rav Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both kavanas b'avoda achas or b'shtei avodos, during one avoda or during two different avodos. If it meant the two kavanas were expressed during one avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Af gmar dvarav adam nitbas. A person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon pasul. It would not be in accordance with Rabbi Meir, who holds tafas lashon rishon. Only one's first expression is binding. And therefore, since the kohen began the avoda with the proper kavana, the offering would be valid, and the subsequent improper intention is not legally recognized. If the Mishnah meant the two kavanas were expressed during the two avodos, then it could also be according to Rabbi Meir. Rashi explains that since improper kavana during any of the four avodas can invalidate the Pesach, the fact that an earlier avoda was performed l'shma has no bearing if a subsequent avoda was performed shelo lishma. So the Gemara will make four attempts to resolve this question. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same avoda. For if it were dealing with a case where it was expressed during two avodas, it would be redundant. The Reisha of the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the avodas, lo lishmo, the carbon is pasul. So the Gemara rejects this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two kavanas expressed during two avodas. The difference between the two cases of the Mishnah is that the Reisha was dealing with the case, the kai b'shchita v'kamachash b'shchita, where he's standing at the shchita and having kavana about the shchita, or he's standing at the Zrika and having kavana about the Zrika. Whereas the Sefer refers to a case, the Kai B'Shchita B'Kachash B'Zrika, where he's standing at the Shchita and having kavana about the Zrika, that he says, Harini Shochet is a Pesach Lishmo, Lizrok Damu Shalowishmo. I'm hereby shechting the Pesach for its own sake in order to do Zrika Shalowishmo. The mission is coming to teach us the Makashima Avoda Avoda, that one can effectively intend from one Avoda to another Avoda. And this is an answer to Rav Papa who questions Zvachim if this is so. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Pesach Sheshchato B'Shar Yom HaSeshana Lishmo V'lo Lishmo Mahu. A Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for Shlamim, what is the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is pasal, but if it's brought as a Shlamim, it's valid. So does the Lo Lishmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought Lishmo and makshir it or not? Rav Dim related that he stated the following argument before Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said that just as a Pesach brought on the 14th Lo Lishmo B'Lishmo, the Lishmo does not remove the status of Lo Lishmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year Lishmo B'Lo Lishmo, the Lo Lishmo does not remove the Lishmo status and remains possible. Rabbi Yirmiyah told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo Lishmo is an invalidating kavanah by all the Zvachim, whereas Lishmo is only an invalidating kavanah for a Pesach. So Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, a subsequent Shalo Lishmo can supersede this weaker, less encompassing Pesul. All right, so now we go to our Simon for Daf Samech, and this Simon comes to us by way of Joe Mann from New Jersey and Ellie Tabari from Texas, who suggested smiley face stickers for Samech. Smiley face stickers. So here goes. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavanah contest because contestants had different Kavanahs at two different Avodas. Had one Avoda in mind, Lo Lishma, when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach Lishma during the rest of the year. Once again, in slow motion. No smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samech. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavanah contest because contestants had two different Kavanahs at two different Avodos, which reminds us the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Nun Tesam Beis stated that if one shechted a carbon Pesach, Lishmo v'lo Lishmo, pasul for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with the Kavanah of a different carbon, it's pasul. Rav Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both Kavanahs b'avoda achas or b'shtei Avodos, during one Avoda or during two different Avodos. If it meant that two Kavanahs were expressed during one Avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Afak mar dvarav adam nitbas. A person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon pasul. It would not be in accordance with Meru holds, tafas lashon rishon, only one's first expression is binding. If the Mishnah meant the two Kavanahs were expressed during two Avodos, then it could also accord according to Rabbi Meir. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavanah contest because contestants had different Kavanahs at two different Avodos. Had one Avoda in mind, Lo Lishma, when doing another. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempted to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same Avoda. For if it were dealing with the case where it was expressed during two Avodas, it would be redundant. The ratio in the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the Avodas Lo Lishma, the carbon is possible. The Gemara rejected this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two Kavanahs expressed during two Avodas. The Sefer refers to a case, the Kai B'Shchita V'Kachashi B'Zrika, where he's standing at the Shchita and having Kavanah about the Zrika. And then he says, Harini Shochet is a Pesach Lishmo, Lizrok Damu Shalowishmo. I'm hereby shechting the Pesach for its own sake in order to do Zrika Shalowishmo. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the Mechashim Avoda Avoda, that one can effectively intend from one Avoda to another Avoda. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavanah contest because contestants had different Kavanahs at two different Avodas. Had one Avoda in mind, Lo Lishma, when doing another. And then really messed up doing a Pesach Lishma during the rest of the year. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquired, Pesach Sheshchato B'Shar Yom HaSeshana Lishmo V'lo Lishmo Mahu, a Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a Shlamim, what's the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is pasul, but if it's brought as a Shlamim, it's valid. So does the Lo Lishmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought Lishmo and makshir it or not? So Rav Dimi related that he stated the following argument before Rav Yirmi. He said, just as a Pesach brought on the 14th Lo Lishmo B'Lishmo, the Lishmo does not remove the status of Lo Lishmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year Lishmo, the Lo Lishmo, the Lo Lishmo does not remove the Lishmo status, and it remains possible. Rav Yirmi told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo Lishmo is an invalidating Kavanah by all the Zvachim, whereas Lishmo is only an invalidating Kavanah for a Pesach. Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, a subsequent Shalo Lishma can supersede this weaker, less encompassing Pesul. So once again, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavanah contest because contestants had different Kavanahs at two different Avodas. Had one Kavanah in mind, Lo Lishmo, when doing another. And then really messed up doing a Pesach Lishma during the rest of the year. All right, now it's time for a four-block back Chazara. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is the Shishur and Shul going New, new. So here goes. When the shulgoers gasp in shock when the shusher and shul, that must mean we're on Duff Nun Vav. When the shulgoers gasp in shock when the shusher and shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva, which reminds us that the three things Hizkiel Melech did that the Rabbanan agreed with was that he dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on a bier of ropes, he crushed the Nachash and the Choshes, he crushed the copper serpent that Moshe made, while she explains that people started attributing healing powers to the image itself and began worshipping it, and was gone to save Rufu as he hid the Book of Remedies, which contained directions for curing all illnesses. Hizkiyahu saw that people were being healed so quickly and effortlessly that illness failed to promote in them a feeling of contrition and humility, which illness should engender. So when the shulgoers gasped in shock when the shusher and shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuvah and whisper Baruch Shem instead. Which reminds us that Rabban had a question whether to include Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Sogon Ve'ed in Kriyishma. On one hand, Moshe didn't state in the Torah, but on the other hand, Yaakov Vinu said it. So they enacted that it should be said quietly in a whisper, and the Gemara brings the analogy of this, of the Basmel craving the stew. So when the shulgoers gasped in shock when the shusher and shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva and whisper Baruch Shem instead, and stop using the branches of Hektish for personal use. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the practices of Anshe Yericho, three of which the Rabbanim protested and three of which they did not. One that the Rabbanim did protest was their use of Gamzil Shel Hektish, the branches of the trees that belong to Hektish. The people of Yericho held, like the one who said, Ein Me'il Begiduan, growth that results after the consecration of the trunks are not subject to Me'ilah, while the Rabbanim hold that while there is no Me'ilah, the growths are forbidden by the Rabbanim. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use Pinocchio's nose. So here goes. When people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. When people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, which reminds us that when nothing can be done to stop the strong-arm Kohanim from taking the hides of the offerings, the Kohanim collectively rose and were makdish the hides to Shemaim. It didn't take long until they covered the entire Heichel with gold plates, and on a regal, they would peel off the plates and place them on a stairway of the Har Bais, so the Oy Ragaim would see that their workmanship was exquisite and there were no flaws. So when people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, four alarms went off in the factory courtyard, telling customers to depart, which reminds us that Arba Tzfachot Tzavcha Azara, the Azara cried out four cries, which is understood to mean that a baskold was heard in the temple courtyard. One, to have Bnei Eli depart. Two, to tell Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai to depart for wearing silk gloves while doing the avoda. Three, to tell Yishmael ben Piachia, Talmud of Pinchas, to enter and serve as the Kohen Gadol. And four, to tell Yochan ben Nerbai, Talmud of Pinchai, that he may enter and fill his stomach with Kadshei Shemayim. So when people start to strong-arm their way in to buy the latest Pinocchio puppets dressed in rawhide outfits, four alarms went off in the factory courtyard telling customers to depart, and the puppet hands suddenly fell off. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates to the heavenly retribution Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai received for wearing the gloves during the Avoda. He gestured dismissively to a king with his hand while resolving a dispute the king was having with the queen regarding which is better, kid meat or lamb meat, and his hands were subsequently severed. He had said that if a kid was better, let it be offered as a tamid. It was evident that he didn't know Mishnayos or Chumash, because he didn't know that lambs and goats are treated equally when it comes to the karbanas. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the afternoon tamid is shechted at 8.5 hours into the day and is burned on the mizbeach at 9.5 hours. On Erev Pesach, it's shechted at 7.5 hours and offered at 8.5 hours, whether it falls on a weekday or a Shabbos. Rashi explains that since the Pesach must be brought after the tamid is brought earlier to allow for many psachim to be brought before Shkiah. And if Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, the tamid is shechted at 6.5 hours and is offered at 7.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier Erev Pesach by an hour or two, with Shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that the tamid is brought at 8.5 hours, and Rav has said, Midiraisa, the mitzvah of the Shech the tamid begins when the afternoon shadows begin to lengthen, which would be 6.5 hours, based on the Pasuk Bein Abayim in the afternoon, implying from the time the sun begins to set. Now during the year when Nedarim and Nedavas are brought, which must be offered after the tamid Shel Shachar, and before the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, we delay the Tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. During the year when Nedarim and Nedavas are brought, which must be offered after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and before the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, we delay the Tamid 2 hours and perform it at 8.5 hours. So Noach Goldberg moved up feeding times at the zoo earlier, Erev Pesach, by an hour or two, was shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. Which reminds us that we learned that nothing should precede the time shel shachar from the pasuk, va'arach aleha ola. You shall arrange the ola upon it, referring to placing the ola upon the kindled wood on the mizbech. Rava says ha'ola, ola rishona. The ola implies the first ola mentioned. We also learned that nothing should be offered after the time shel ben abayim from the pasuk v'hikter aleha chelvei ha'shlami. The Torah teaches that you shall burn on it the fats of the shlami. Now the Gemara asks how this is implied from the pasuk, and Abai said, Aleha shlami, the shlami should be brought after the time shel shachar, while chaverta shlami, but shlami should not be brought after its counterpart, referring to the time shel ben abayim. Rav objected, saying that perhaps only shlami cannot be brought after the time shel ben abayim, but olos could be brought. So instead, Rav explained, Hashlamim aleh hashlem, kol karbanos kulan. The shlamim on it, referring to the time shel ben abayim, complete, hashlem, all of the offerings. So once again, Noach Goldberg moved up the feeding times at the zoo earlier of Pesach by an hour or two, with shechita beginning when the afternoon shadows began to lengthen, and no meals were ever sold until the first breakfast offering was served. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The famed pasta chef made the bracha on the flame that was lit over Yom Kippur, and then used it to cook a pot of noodles with seven hidden ingredients for the famished, pregnant, and nursing woman who said Ne'ilah felt like it lasted longer than Tisha B'Av and a Tana Sibur. Daf Nun Tes. So the simmer Daf Nun Tes is a night. A night. So here goes. The night. Night. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knight who was lighting a menorah after the Tamid was brought, which reminds us that the reason the Pesach comes before the Tamid is that there are two expressions of Bein Arbaim and Be'erev with regard to the Pesach, whereas it only says Bein Arbaim with regard to the Tamid. Now, if so, the Gemara asks why the menorah and ketores come after the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arbaim. And the Gemara answers that we learn from the Pasuk, Yaroch Oso, Aron Uvanov, Me'erev Ad Boker, Aron and his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil so that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Eino Chavodah Shekashera Ad Boker, El Zo Bilvad. There's no other service which is valid from evening until morning other than this. So hence the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we are to burn the ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach precedes the ketores as well. And the Gemara brings another brisa that states that the menorah and ketores do come before the Pesach. So the knight who was lighting a menorah after the Tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor Metzor running to offer his Mechusu Kippurim bird. Which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel Rabbi Yochim and Broka, a Mechusu Kippurim who forgot to bring his karbanos before the afternoon Tamid may bring them after the Tamid even the rest of the year to eat his kachim at night, not just Erev Pesach like the Tanakama holds. Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah for one to partake of his karban. The Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not eat it, unlike the Pesach, can override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanos before the afternoon tamid. So Ravina said in the name of Chisa that we're dealing with a case of a chatas of she'en l'mizbech e'odama, a bird chatas of an impoverished mitzvah, the mizbech only gets its blood, and none of its body is burned there, therefore there's no prohibition to offer it after the tamid. So the knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusa kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zvika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. Which reminds us that Rav Kahana posed a contradiction. It's written, and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning, which implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet it's written regarding the morning tamid, he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim, from which we derive aleh hashlem kol karbanos kulan. On it, you shall complete all the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. So Rav Kahan resolved his own contradiction. He said the first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from a karban whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The zrika makes it as if it was offered before the tamid, which permits the karban to be burned afterward. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos Shabbos and Erev. Number 1. Which after we have a Mishnah listing the times that a carbon tamid is shechted on regular day, Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 2. Which after we have a question of the Mishnah that stated that a Pesach brought Lishmo below Lishmo, his pasul, was referring to a case of one avoda or two avodas? That's on Daf Sama. Good. Number 3. Which after we learn why we say Baruch Shem Chamachuso in a whisper? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff they learned that the Kohanim decided to be Makdish the hides of the Karbanis because they couldn't stop the strong armor Kohanim from taking them? That's on Daf Nun Zion. Good number five. We're shifting on the Zrika makes it as if a carbon was brought before the Tamid, which then permits burning the carbon afterwards. That's on Daf. Nun Tes. Good number six. Wish up the one Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that anyone can conduct himself like a Tamil Chacham on Tisha B'Av and not work, even in a place where people do go to work. That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Good number seven. Wish up the we ask what the halacha is when a Pesach is shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a Shlamin. That's on Daf. Samach. Good number eight. Wish up the one the three things Chizkiyahu HaMelech did that the Rabbanan agreed with, including hiding the Sefer Refuos. That's on Daf. Nun Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff do we know about the retribution that Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Kai received for wearing silk gloves during the Avodah? That's on Daf. Nun Zayin. Good number ten. Which stuff do we know that the Mishnah of Lishmo V'lo Shmo Pasul is coming to tell us the Mechashmi Avodah L'Avodah, that one can effectively intend from one Avodah to another Avodah? That's on Daf. Samach. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which stuff do we know that there are certain times when one can speak after making a motzi? That's on Daf. Mem and brachas. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you know that one can insulate cold food? That's on Daf. Nun Aleph and Shabbos. Good. And number three. Which stuff do you know that rain does not acquire makom shvisa in clouds? That's on Daf. Mem Hay and Erevin. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.